Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, cachos!
Play it one sec. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a man who 365 days a year walks around with a dangling chad, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, the number two comedy show on Blog Talk Radio. A little slippage.
Well, we had a good two-month run. And
yeah,
I'm sorry, Jay, I'm laughing, because right on cue, the cat was sound asleep, and as soon as the show started, she headed to the bedroom, per usual.
Some people you just can't get through to.
No, she's not part of our demographic, evidently.
Apparently not.
Yeah, it's just a minor setback, though. We'll be at the top spot soon enough.
Oh, I'm sure.
However,
we'll regain our rightful spot.
Exactly. However, listen to this. Someone in the Bagwine household is glad that we are number two.
Well, now, other than Corky the cat.
Yes, other than Corky. And that would be the one lovely Schmoop who is glad we're number two, because she said you and I were getting a little too big for our britches.
I'm not wearing britches.
Of course you're not.
Well,
in fact, she said to me this morning, it's bad enough that I have to live with your ego, but now I can feel another ego spilling over from Arkansas.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's all you. Your ego is takes care of everything. we were doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still doing great. Number two is good.
Yeah. Unless you're Mitt Romney. And then it's not quite as good.
Yeah, it's not quite as a happy spot. So, anyway, we will redouble our efforts.
We will.
And we will take back our country. I mean, spot.
Exactly.
On top of the ratings. So how you doing, Matt? How's everything going in Bagwine?
Well, it's sunny. It's sunny today. The skies are a little bluer. The sun's a little brighter. And all is well here in Bagwine, Ohio. Except I only had 4 hours sleep.
Not a lot of sleep happening last night.
No.
It's easy to get caught up in all the election coverage. Watching the numbers roll in.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a complete and total meltdown on Fox News. Yep.
I understand, though, that you had less sleep than I did.
Yeah, not a little bit. I had to late night mint or late night Pepsi, which meant, you know, a couple of extra trips to the old bathroom during the night. So, and then I just kind of woke up this morning for some reason, a little early, and it's just all a mess. It's all a mess.
I know.
But we had some pretty serious excitement here at the Palatial Estates this week.
Really? What happened?
Well, on, I believe it was Monday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
I was chatting with a super hot chick online.
Really?
And suddenly somebody is banging on my door. And I'm like, damn it, what the hell? So I get up, put on pants, answer the I'm kidding. I was dressed.
Uh-huh.
I don't want her to go, ooh.
No.
Any more than she probably already does. Anyway.
Anyway,
so I answer the door and my upstairs neighbor, Leadfoot, is standing there and he's, the building's on fire, gotta get out, building's on fire. He's freaking out. A little panicky. And I'm like, okay, dude. All right. Thanks. So, you know, I went to the bathroom because, you know, if you're going to be out there waiting for them to put the fire out for a while,
you got to take care of the important things first.
So I had to go pee. And then I grabbed my laptop because I wanted to save it in my wallet. And I went outside. When I went outside, there was smoke billowing over the top of the building.
Oh, no.
And I thought, oh, dear. And so then I went around the building, and it was the upstairs apartment on the opposite side. They supposedly were burning some candles and fell asleep.
Good.
A little romantical afternoon.
Yeah.
And they started a fire. But now we find out, according to the Daily Disappointment, the local paper, that they found drug paraphernalia and meth lab equipment in said apartment.
No.
I know. Shocking. And so they're now both in jail. And so there we go. Anyway, they put the fire out quickly, and everything was okay. Nobody got hurt.
That's good.
We hung out there. There were, you know, the police had the road blocked off on both sides. You know, there's police cars everywhere. There's three fire trucks. The lights are all going, and people are pulling up behind the police car, and they're honking the horn, wanting to drive through.
Well,
I mean, because, you know, idiots. Hello, you know, go around. It's not that far. It's barely a mile around. You know, come on.
The important thing, though, Jay, is did they save the meth?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, because they were probably selling to half this apartment complex.
Well,
I tell you, I was standing up.
At least to your upstairs neighbor.
At least, yeah, the next door neighbor and upstairs neighbor. And and I tell you, I was standing out there talking to my neighbor, and black guy who lives in the building next door. And I have to tell you, it's black because it makes this funnier, what he said. So I'm not just, you know.
Right.
I'm not labeling people or anything.
Right. No.
Anyway, we were standing out there, and my neighbor said something about it. You know, he couldn't believe they had three fire trucks and all these firemen just for that one little, you know, fire in one little bedroom. And the black guy looks around and he goes, well, there's a few too many police around for my liking. And shout out to Mr. Vinny Bond in the chat room.
Yeah, shout out to Vinny, to Sweet Pea, to Joe, to Speculation Sports, and a guest. And, of course, we have the uber lovely Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely.
Oh, yeah. And hola, Sweet Pea. This that seen clearly is Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Matt.
Yes.
A big, loving hola to my BFF, Miss Warrior Cat, who is listening to us via her mobile device this morning.
Yes. And, Jay, in the studio audience, we have the uber-lovely Schmoopster.
The Schmoopalicious. Oh, yeah. And how is the Schmoopster doing?
Well, she's okay. She's on the couch in her long johns and an oversized T-shirt with socks on. And the yellow's coming down. She's not quite as
That's
yellow.
That's hot.
That is hot. Trying to gain some weight for upcoming major surgery.
Going to get gutted.
Going to get gutted like a trout.
All right. But that's coming up here in a few weeks still away.
Yes. They're going to take out several internal organs. She's going to be a shell of the person that she is now. If she survives.
Yeah, keep that positive attitude.
Why are you not? Those were her words, not mine.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, so it's the day after.
It is the day after.
The day after the election yesterday, Republicans kind of took it on the chin. Of course, they're used to that, but usually they do it, you know, in a private place.
A couple other.
And we lost Sweet Pea out of the chat room.
Oh, she must have had to go back
it's
into
upsetting.
The closet.
Yeah, must. anyway, so President Obama wins,
mm-hmm. wins
almost exactly what Nate Silver predicted.
Yeah.
In his projection models.
Mm-hmm.
Has Joe Scarborough apologized to Nate Silver yet? Because he probably owes Nate Silver an apology.
He probably does, but I don't. I watched Joe this morning, and no, I didn't hear any apologies coming out.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. I thought he was a better man than that, but I guess not.
No.
Then again, he sits next to Mika, so.
Yeah. That can turn anyone to the dark side.
Yeah. Honestly, I think right now, at this very moment, is probably the best it's ever been to be a gay, pot-smoking, liberal hippie in America.
Oh, no kidding. In fact, I was going to ask you, Jay, if this operation with Schmoop doesn't work out, maybe you and I could hook up and move to Maryland.
Maybe so. Well, you know, I was thinking Washington, actually.
Oh,
because
okay.
Washington not only approved gay sex marriage, but they legalized marijuana.
That's right. And then the marriage wouldn't be so painful if we, you know.
Exactly.
Just smoked a little prior to the ceremony.
You get the tax benefits of marriage.
Uh-huh. You know who's not so happy today?
Who?
Dick Morris.
Oh, Dick Morris isn't happy. That's too bad.
He was a little wrong. I don't know what happened. I predicted over 300 electoral votes and a 5 to 10% popular vote spread for Mitt. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. And then even after Obama was running away with Pennsylvania, I tweeted, "Don't give up, they're wrong." But I guess I was. Yeah, Dick Morris, the esteemed George Will, a man of integrity and fashionable bow ties, and Michael Barone, all predicted Romney would win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and mm-hmm. Ohio.
Yes.
And he lost all of them.
Although I was holding out hope for you. I was hoping Obama would lose Ohio so your prophecy could come true.
Well, I tell you what, it was good enough because Obama won Florida and Virginia, which made Ohio not as important.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but it was kind of hilarious to watch them last night when they called Ohio and then Karl Rove had his meltdown and completely went bonkers.
Yes, he did.
And then MSNBC kind of went bonkers over Karl Rove's going bonkers.
Yes, they did.
And then they kind of went bonkers over the word that Mitt Romney wasn't ready to concede just yet. And while they're all going bonkers over all this, Obama was pulling away in Virginia, Florida, Colorado, Nevada. And actually had well over 290 electoral votes, which put him clear of 270 even without Ohio. And yet they were still all screaming and yelling about Ohio. So, and none of them would just, you know, listen to me.
No, I know.
Just listen to me, damn it.
That's all you got to do.
I got all this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think we need to give it a little shout out to our disgruntled friend.
Who?
They're in your neck of the woods.
Well, you know, yeah. a close and dear friend of the IWS radio family won the Uberlicious Miss. Stated last night to me on Facebook that the people who put President Obama over the top were the uneducated and the needy. So.
Well, that's that's her opinion.
Well, yeah.
I guess so. We'll embrace Missy with a warm, loving, accepting, and tolerant IWS hug.
Yes.
we can disagree without being disagreeable.
Exactly.
We love everyone here. Everybody is welcome here. We are the big tent of Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly. We're the
and shout out. No, go ahead.
We are the opposite of the GOP.
Exactly.
Oh.
Hey. Angie's in the chat room.
Yes.
All right. Good. Now, I did want to, we were mentioning Mr. Vinny Bond there in the chat room. I did want to point out, everybody, you need to go every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Time, blogtalkradio.com/musiconthecouch. Check out independent unsigned blues artists interviewed by Mr. Vinny Bond.
Yes.
And you know what? Since Angie's in the room, let's give a little shout out to Miss Tammy Baldwin.
Hey, there you go.
America's first openly gay member of the United States Senate.
And she hails not from either of the left coast or the west coast.
But the American heartland.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. Yep. I tell you what, you know, that's a state that just, what, two or 4 years ago, voted to ban gay marriage. Every single county voted yes. And here they come back now and they send Tammy Baldwin to the Senate, which is kind of proof that once you meet a gay person, you suddenly realize they're all right.
Yeah.
They're not that bad.
No.
Not that scary.
No.
So
even
now,
one,
Tammy.
Even one Neil Bortz agrees with that.
Yeah, see? And now Tammy is actually threatening to end Ellen's run as the top lesbian in America.
Mm-hmm.
But that one is too close to call.
We'll have to ask Morris what he thinks about that.
By the way, if you had too close to call in your drinking game last night, you're dead. You died of alcohol poisoning by around 8 o'clock. Shout out to Jesse Jackson. Hope he's feeling a little happier today.
Yep.
because his opponent's going to have to check into the Mayo Clinic with him.
Yes, he is.
I mean, how do you lose to a guy who is suffering from massive depression so bad that he has to be hospitalized and can't campaign? I mean, I know there's a sympathy vote out there, but my God. Oh, poor Jesse.
Yeah.
The dude's incapacitated by depression. Yeah, he can function as our congressman. He'll represent us, no problem.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Well, some of them act like they're doing that now, so.
Well, that's true. Shout out, Miss Dana Lou has wandered into the chat room. Man, it's
well,
a big day.
Her accounting meeting broke up early today.
Yeah. Angie wants us to know that her drinking... drinking word was Ohio. And she was lit by 7. Okay.
I'll tell you what, Jay, though, my county here, Clark County, Ohio, kind of let us down.
Yeah, well, they were, at least they stayed reasonable.
Yes, they did.
At least they accepted reality and or the real world as it is, and they went for Romney,
yeah.
You did your best.
I wasn't really talking about that. I was talking about Gary Johnson.
Yeah, well, yeah. Gary Johnson, that didn't quite materialize.
I'll tell you what,
Didn't make that 5%, didn't get that federal matching funds.
No, I'll tell you what, in Clark County, though, I was one of the proud 488.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I thought that I really didn't think Mitt Romney was going to concede last night.
You didn't?
And no, I didn't. And I really thought we would be sitting here today waiting for him to you know, finally, after talking to the lawyers and what have you, finally concede sometime this afternoon. Because I was already set for a big... Mitt Romney won't concede because he's waiting for the Cayman Island vote to come in.
Yeah.
Joke. But so he ruined it for me, but I was going to use it anyway.
That's right. And if any of you out there would like to chime in on your thoughts about the election, you can call in at 661-244-9852.
Phone lines are always open.
Especially for Dick Morris.
Dick Morris can call us anytime.
I don't know that during my 4 hours of sleep last night I dreamed this or I actually heard it, but I heard that Dennis Miller weighed in on the election too, as only Dennis Miller can.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah. He said, "This election reminds me of the time when the Duke of Ipswich lost his seat to the 3rd Viscount of Swansea during the first post-Magna Carta elections."
Oh, Dennis. Dana said that she was... packing your bags to move back to Washington State. Well, I tell you what, Dana, we're going with you. Did Dennis have anything else?
No, that was it. And that,
that's all he had.
Yeah.
Dennis is you know, he's not as prolific as he used to be.
No.
He's gotten a little older, slows it down. Oh, man, I tell you what, though. Bad, bad night for rapists who are desperate to be daddies.
Oh, no kidding.
It did not work out well at all for Todd Akin or Richard Murdoch. Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. Hey, Dick Morris, how'd that prediction that Republicans would pick up 6 Senate seats work out for you?
God.
he had Republicans plus 6 for the Senate, and ended up being minus 2. Nice.
Yeah, well,
close,
he was close.
Close call.
Close.
Yeah.
Has anyone checked on Sean Hannity this morning?
No, and I think most people probably don't care if he's okay or not. Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm looking forward to today when I go to the beer mine.
Well,
from
three to six
listening to the Sean Hannity radio show.
Man. Well, I'll tell you what, he will explain to you why Obama did not legitimately win.
And then his last hour will be dedicated to Sharia law! Sharia law!
Maybe he'll bring on Sarah Palin for a little expert analysis. Yeah, and they can all talk about, you know, how terrible it is that we're not a white majority country anymore.
You know, the funny thing is, Ann Coulter, she actually predicted this right months ago because she said if Mitt Romney is elected to be the candidate of the Republican Party, we will lose. Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. See, no, there's somebody who knows what's going on.
Yeah. Now, she changed her mind and really loved him the last couple months, but...
Well, of course she did.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to when you are a partisan. But, you know, I find it interesting talking about the minorities that Bill O'Reilly was railing against last night. Obama got the same share of the white vote that Michael Dukakis did in 1988.
Yeah.
And Michael Dukakis only won 10 states.
Right.
Yeah. So that, you know, Republicans may have to just, you know, the thing they fear most, they may have to let some brown-skinned people in.
I know. Scarborough made the same point this morning. Talking about the, I guess that would have been it, the Bush election. Bush number
right.
one. Yep. And then
an incredible demographic shift.
And I think Michael Steele said something today, former RNC chairman. He said something like 50,000, it may have been 5,000, I can't remember, though, Hispanic Americans turn 18 every day, and you're going to have to recognize them.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with them. Yeah, and the Latino vote came out big, and was almost, 70% for Obama. So,
yep.
You know, in retrospect, maybe that whole self-deport thing that Romney came up with, bad idea? I don't know.
Evidently, they didn't take to that idea.
Yeah, apparently they didn't see the humor in it at all.
Instead of self-deporting, I'll just go to the polls.
And we'll deport Mitt Romney out of our consciousness. I unfollowed Mitt on Twitter this morning.
Oh.
I don't like to follow losers. Well, you know, Mitt never followed me back like Barack Obama did. It's the little things.
Exactly.
It's the little things. Americans are superficial. Little things like that matter to us.
I know. Hell, I would. Instead of voting for Gary Johnson, had Barack Obama come through the beer mine when he was here in the suburb of Cleveland, I would have voted for him.
Right, a little retail politics and would have worked out for him there.
Yep.
No, Michelle Bachmann won. So.
Yeah, I know.
So we still have her to kick around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he said something about kicking a woman around. What an insensitive bastard. Sorry. We're going to lose the live stream. Phone lines are open. Hurry.
661-244-9852.
All right. Everybody come back and listen for the final 15 minutes. That's when it gets funny. We defeated the medical marijuana initiative in Arkansas, but it was close.
That's a, That's a shocker. What was? Yeah. What were the percentages on that?
Oh, it was like 51-49, 52-48, somewhere in that range. It was actually quite close. Yeah,
oh.
It was a nice effort. Nice effort, and it wasn't very well funded or organized. They should come back and do it again.
They should.
I think, in fact, that's how. I think most states are going to end up allowing medical marijuana. That's how they're finally going to try to end this moronic war on drugs that the federal level can't bring themselves to do.
What a waste of money. They could be rolling the money. Just make it legal and tax it, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But Colorado and Washington did legalize it.
Hipster states.
Mm-hmm. And let's see here locally. The Liquor by the Drink initiative passed.
And what is that?
Restaurants and bars can sell Liquor by the Drink now.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, it is, because they could only sell beer or wine. So now I can sell liquor, and I'm going to open a strip club.
Are you really?
I should.
You should.
There's no ban. There's no ban on strip clubs on the currently. Currently, the white supremacist lost.
Oh.
I know. I'm shocked too. I'm shocked too. The 1% sales tax lost, which was designed to have the city take over all trash pickup services at no charge to the citizens.
Really?
That was socialism, and it infringes upon our right to be gouged by the trash company and pay an outrageous fee.
We haven't had that in 30 years, at least. We used to have city trash pickup, but now it's all privatized.
Far more efficient. You know, I tell you what, these people, and I see around here, these people, and I'm not joking, they honestly believe privatized trash pickup means cheaper, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. It's like every time, like, they talk about, you know, oh, we should privatize education and we should privatize all this stuff. Yeah, well, privatize Social Security. Well, it'd still be the taxpayer money paying for all of it. You'd just be paying it to a private company. Dumbasses.
That's what I always liked that argument, and I heard it in a lot of ads about Obamacare. You don't want bureaucrats between you and your doctor. You have that now with any HMO or PPO or anyone or anything.
Hell yes.
There's a whole board. We're not going to pay for that. Well, no, you can't have that done.
And they're taking 16% right off the top just to tell you whether or not you can have your life-saving surgery. What a load of bullshit.
I know.
Let's see, same-sex marriage passed in Maine, Maryland, and Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And the ban on same-sex marriage was defeated in good old Minnesota.
And Marcus Bachmann's happy about that.
Yeah, Michelle's sad.
Yeah.
They probably had a big fight over that.
Mm-hmm. He's going to leave her and marry Paul Ryan.
Oh yeah, good old Paul Ryan. Remember him?
Hell yeah. Did
anybody remember him? Yeah, he hasn't. You know, he kind of drifted from consciousness over the last few weeks. It's like he wasn't even there anymore. I always love how we spend 2 weeks going bonkers over who the VP picked to be, and then the day after the convention he disappears.
Oh, I know.
Because nobody cares. But he did nothing. He did absolutely nothing. That's the second straight VP pick for Republican that did absolutely nothing at all for the candidate. He personally lost his own hometown, Jonesville,
really?
Wisconsin. Yes, in his race, he won his race, but
yeah.
He lost his hometown, and of course, Romney got whipped in Wisconsin,
yeah.
And of course, you know, 4 years ago, Sarah Palin basically cost McCain the election. I know Pat Buchanan says otherwise, but he's wrong. I mean, they lost Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa. She cost him the election.
Yeah, these things happen.
Anyway, however,
yes,
you can make fun of him. He's a little wacky sometimes, but Joe Biden actually was a real benefit to Obama in both elections. Huge in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Ohio.
Yep. And as Obama referred to him last night during his victory speech, Joe Biden, the happy warrior.
Yeah, exactly. But he was what Obama did do in terms of the white working class folk is because of Biden.
Oh, yeah. Or though, more for me, it was for Jill Biden.
I tell you what, she was looking good last night.
Yes.
Yeah, she came. Oh, man, that picture of her and Michelle hugging.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, we need more of this, baby. Interracial woman-on-woman action. That's what I'm talking about.
Those two need to move to Washington State. Yes.
That would be nice. Yeah,
you know,
Jane's
what else
still hanging
be,
on the line there.
You know what else would be nice, Jay?
What? Tea break with Schmoop. Hola, Schmoopaletas.
Hi, Jay.
How
oh,
you
goodness.
Doing?
Fine. I got to get back to work.
When do you go back?
I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be after the surgery, I'm sure. So maybe not the first of the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it just depends on when they schedule it and what they do and how quickly I recover.
And then when you talk to your boss, he's like, who are you?
No, he knows. I talked to him yesterday. He said, so you'll be back in a couple of days? And I said, I wish.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And just going to be sitting around eating bonbons, watching game shows and The View.
Not The View.
The Talk.
Don't ever do that to me.
and then the Talk.
No. I refuse.
Okay, you'll be sitting around eating bonbons watching Turner classic movies.
There you go. There you go.
Now, that's perfectly acceptable right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
That's what I turn on in the mornings. That's what I turn on Saturday mornings, especially. Turn on
yeah,
Turner classic movie. Yeah, whatever they've got. Maybe a good Western on ACM, but usually watch that until it's time for football.
I told my brother, I said, do you know how many sports stations that we have since I've been sitting here running through the gamut? He goes, yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, well, you know, we enjoy sports in this country.
Oh, I guess so. Hang on, honey.
Well, that was quick.
What's that?
That was a little quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to
Well, keep...
Yeah, well.
Well, Schmoop time is fun time.
Yes, it is. I keep wanting to play with her tube, but she won't let me.
And then you say, but you can play with my tube. Oh, by the way, Smoot predicted an Obama victory, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
There you go.
I'm glad
America's
my prediction came out.
Leading political prognosticator.
I could go, you know, with my prediction about the Romney electoral win.
I hey, you got the Obama popular vote win, though.
Yeah, I could go work for Dick Morris.
There you go. You could. Or maybe you could work for Donald Trump, who kind of fucking lost it on Twitter last night.
Boy, he was a nut.
More so than usual. His toupee must have been on a little tight.
Yep.
He was tweeting about, you know, this is a sham. Romney's winning the popular vote huge, but he forgot that California exists.
Yeah, I know.
And then somebody must have pointed it out to him that, you know, when California comes in, Obama was going to run away with the popular vote. So he deleted those. He also deleted the one where he called for revolution because he forgot that in every revolution, loudmouth rich people are the first ones to get killed. It's his castle that the barbarians are going to storm. So he's like, okay, enough of that revolution talk.
He didn't want to see a French baguette swung up against his big head.
Oh, man. What are we going to talk about on Sunday?
I don't know. What should we talk about?
I don't know. I do have an idea for a show. I don't know about Sunday because we'll need a little bit of time, give people time to send stuff in. But I was thinking we could do an advice show where people send in, they have a little question or a dilemma, something going on.
That would be
excellent,
yeah.
They need a little advice on, and we could do our best to help them because we like to help people.
Yeah, and we're a couple worldly guys.
Oh, sure. We're thoughtful and considerate. And,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Kind of give back to the community.
So maybe we could do that here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Kind of put out the word to people. You know, because, God, I'd hate to have to make the questions up. We don't like to do that here.
I can see one of the questions that...
I'm sorry, do what now?
If we put that out, I can see us getting one question asking for advice that goes something like, I'm a political strategist and pollster who's always wrong. What line of work should I go into next?
Well, fortunately, sir, being wrong all the time does not cost you your job on cable news channels.
That's true.
I mean, Bill Kristol's been doing it for a decade.
Oh, my God.
And there's another one that was incredibly wrong, super incredibly wrong. In fact, the very moment I actually started thinking that Obama could win, because I was pretty negative on him there for a while, and with good reason. The moment I realized Obama could win was when Bill Kristol tweeted that Mitt Romney had wrapped up the presidency after the third debate.
Oh, God.
And I thought, ooh, Romney's in more trouble than I thought.
The only thing worse than that would have been if Mark May had said that. And we have about a minute left.
Oh, it's almost, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yep. Always a good time. Now we can go to bed.
Yep. Now we can all get some sleep.
Yes. Always a pleasure,
America,
Jay, man.
America's in safe hands.
Yes, it is.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.